Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here. We are at the Amerant Bank Arena. You're going to get Panthers hockey tonight on this very radio station. Panthers and Capitals. And Doug Plagans will be on the call. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour this afternoon. He'll join us live at our little broadcast table here. And we'll get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Haven't talked much about the Heat last night, just haven't had time, Solana. We've had a very food-oriented day. We met for McRibs before the show started. Mm-hmm. And then when we got here, about the 3 o'clock hour, the arena delivered us food to eat again. Crowder's also loaded down with snacks and candy, and it's been just one nonstop smorgasbord, if you will. But I did want to mention the Panthers food, which you can see on my Instagram. You could see us eating McRibs as well. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, but the Panthers were kind enough to bring us food, and the Panthers now source all beef for their burgers from Palm Cattle Ranch, a local veteran-owned and operated beef ranch in Florida. The Palm Cattle Company was founded on an old Florida cattle ranch in the Big Bend region of Florida with a team of ranchers, farmers, delivery drivers, butchers, and chefs to ensure high-quality beef for Amerant Bank Arena patrons. Fans can start purchasing these premium beef burgers at any Coca-Cola concession stand. And the Italian sausage smash burger, which Crowder had, is available on the club level. So if you're coming tonight, obviously, these turkey sandwiches here on the suite level where we are right now, that's like the go-to item for Panthers fans when they come to the arena. But they're going to be making a run for it with these burgers and these Italian sausage burgers.
The Italian sausage burger is delicious.
It had mozzarella on it?
It had real mozzarella on it. And it had onions and peppers. And it's all the ingredients without the casing, like a smashed burger, Italian sausage. Delicious.
I notice you say mozzarella. You put an N in there.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, there's no N in mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
No, it just mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Yeah.
You had a lot of tea.
Mozzarella, you say, huh? Mozzarella. You've always said mozzarella?
Mozzarella?
No, no, you just can't get it, huh?
Okay. Mozzarella.
It's not mozzarella. There's no N in there.
Mozzarella.
Are you struggling, struggling with this one?
Mozzarella?
Mozzarella.
There's a T?
No.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Now that he mentions it, why do we pronounce it mozzarella?
Bingo.
Why do we? We don't. Italians do.
No,
we
just mimic Italians, mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella. What's that? What's that?
Mozzarella.
What's at the end of the first syllable?
I don't know what a syllable is.
I knew you were going to stump him. Actually, we could ask Pizzola in the next segment because he's Italian. Could have asked Gino earlier, but the mozzarella hadn't been delivered to us yet, so we didn't know. Yeah. Let's do headlines because I do want to have enough time with Rob Pizzola. He hasn't been on with us in a few weeks. I want to get a winner for tonight, and I want to get a winner for tonight's football game. And then for the Dolphins game, I want to ask him what he thinks about that line. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
You'd mentioned the heat.
Somebody points out on the chat, I must say here, pizza. You don't have a problem saying pizza. You don't say pizza. Why don't you ask where the T is in pizza?
Pizza. 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 That's true.
Yeah.
Pizza.
There's no tea in pizza.
That is correct.
So are those just Italian words that we pronounce that way with the double Z's?
Matza.
But there's a T.
That is the caveat there. There is an actual T.
There's not a lot of double Z words.
Not a lot of double Z words.
Well, maybe
he's right.
Maybe it's just Italian words.
Are there any non-Italian items that have two Z's next to each other?
No.
Buzz.
Oh. And we don't say butts.
Butts.
We should, though. Butts Lightyear.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm catching a good butts. You're what? Yeah, you're not feeling that? I'm catching a butts.
Butts Lightyear would be great, man.
Pizza.
That's a page Jimmy subscribes to on OnlyFans. Butts Lightyear.
Butts Lightyear.
Speaking of butts. I saw this online a couple days ago, and Hawk, you took issue with me during the commercial break, not to get too, personal here, but you took issue because I was using the restroom.
Yeah, he went to take a number two.
Uh-huh.
We were halfway through the commercial break. Now, admittedly, that commercial break was about 12 minutes or 13 minutes. It was a long commercial break. But he goes, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And he said what he had to do. And he's like, yeah, I'll be back at 4. And I'm like, but it's 3:56 or something like that. For me, I got a whole procedure. I got to sit there. I got to do Instagram, Twitter. I'm sure he washed
you
his
hands. You said boo-booed?
I'm sure he washed his hands.
I don't want to be that close to
I don't know.
Just boo-booed.
You know, it scares me to get caught up in the middle because you can go, oh, this will be a quick one. Mm-hmm. But what if you get caught up and you got to get back? And like, what are you going to do? There's no worse feeling. You can't tell me there's a worse feeling than
you gotta cut it,
cut it off, but that's terrible. It's terrible. That's but Solano's like, trust me, I'll be back,
but
he's back.
You just know there are times when
but I've been fooled before.
Later tonight, I mean, I just threw down, and this sausage smash burger was phenomenal. But I just threw down two sausage smash burgers, about four plates of French fries, plus the McRib earlier.
Yeah,
tonight and tomorrow morning, I'll be caught up.
Right.
I've been eating clean last couple of days. I knew I'd be good today.
All right.
Oh, okay. And you go quick because you got the loose sphincter.
All right. Clean it up. Can we just get the headlines?
I had a good question. Somebody posted online, number of toilets you've pooped in over your entire lifetime, over or under 415 and a half. Your entire lifetime.
Oh, under.
Way over.
Under by a mile.
But I think once you really start to think about it, way over.
No, under.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What, have you thought about it?
I just thought about it.
No.
Unless I'm...
Toilet, unless not places, toilets, individual toilets.
Right.
You're a kid, your aunt's house, your grandparents' house.
No, never.
Schoolhouse.
Never. Schoolhouse. You crazy? Unless my vacation is over a week and a half, I'll wait till I get home.
Every hotel you've ever been in... Airplanes, friends' houses, families' houses, they all have multiple toilets.
All right, can we just get a headline here because we're going to go over for Rob Pizzola and Pizzola. And we're going to have done it for a ridiculous reason.
Okay.
All
right.
Over.
Wait. Just added one to my list. What, Hawk, you mentioned the Heat lost yesterday. Was there anything in particular you wanted to –
I just thought it was a shocking loss.
Yeah.
I mean, Cleveland was depleted. They really were kind of saying, hey, this one we don't care about. And that's always the game, though, that seemingly comes up and bites you.
What's worse is Miami had a lead the entire game until the fourth quarter. The entire game. They led from start to finish until the fourth quarter. And here come the Cavs, and Miami only put up 19 points. You know, a little concerning, considering I know Bam and Tyler are out. But considering the Heat couldn't play the style of offense that they've played every other quarter this season in the fourth, and you kind of wonder, like, huh, will that happen again? You know.
Well, that's what we were bringing up yesterday, and you said, no, it'll never happen. I've seen 11 games. And we were literally saying that. Can it be possible that they can't keep up that kind of pace and that kind of offense? Mm-hmm. And you said, no, there's been 11 games, and I'm ready to dub them the greatest team in the East.
Yeah.
And then it happened last night, and you seem to be shocked by this.
Yeah, but Davion had a good game. So.
But to that point, the eighth quarter of a back-to-back, that's going to be tough to keep going through eight quarters.
Well, they had a day off in between, but against the same team. I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in this pace.
Except the good players weren't there. Like, it wasn't really the same team.
It's game 11 and 12. Now it's game 75 and 76. This is a fast-ass pace to keep up all season. And now you want to go to the playoffs?
But even then, forget the pace. Okay, fine, you're not able to play as well because you can't stop the Cavs, so you can't get out in transition. Well, okay, then what? You have to figure something else out, right? You can't just say, oh, we can't generate that speed. Oh, well. So, you know, I think yesterday, to your point, was a bit eye-opening where now what? Figure something else out. Whether it's screen and rolls to get Norman Powell open, whatever, they're going to have to work on that.
Davion, run the point.
He ran it well yesterday. They're going to play again tomorrow against the Knicks. It's a cup game. They'll play tomorrow in New York, 7:30. I haven't seen official word on Jalen Brunson, but I would be shocked if he played after yesterday's injury. Late in the game against the Magic, he rolled his ankle and it was tough.
How have the Knicks been this year? I haven't been paying attention to them.
They had won six straight before.
Oh, wow.
And Brunson, remember last year, highest usage percentage. The ball is always in his hands. He used to say, ball's always in his hands. Mike Brown's come in and he's shooting more efficiently without the ball in his hands. More catch and shoot.
Interesting.
More off the dribble stuff where he's catching and then moving towards the basket. So it was working for them. They were balling. And then yesterday, the Magic, who look a little bit better, kind of took it to them at home.
Yeah, slow foot felines always going to let you down.
The Panthers do play tonight. They host the Caps at 7. Appel had brought up earlier that the Tkachuk brothers were doing a podcast. You guys see what the name of the podcast is? Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. Apparently it's the only
podcast. Supposed to be like the Kelce brothers. This is supposed to be like, what is it called? New Heights?
Yeah.
Is that their podcast? Yeah. Like this? Because they've got obviously the brother dynamic. They're both interesting characters. They're both very good at what they do. So they're trying to do for hockey kind of what the Kelce brothers did.
Tkachuk Bros.
That'd be good.
Wingmen.
Oh, wingmen. I like that.
That's clever.
You guys going to listen?
No. I don't listen to any podcasts. You?
What platform is it on?
No idea. Maybe every platform?
Nah.
It's the same digital group I'm reading here behind the New Heights podcast. No. It's the same people.
Do you listen to podcasts? Like, do you have certain podcasts? Ooh, obviously,
no, like
the Pivot.
I
watch the Pivot, but like people download like on a regular basis, hey, this is my podcast. I can't wait for the next episode to come out. Is there a podcast that you listen to?
No.
Solana?
There's two.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Something with
sphincters.
Yeah. Now, what are the podcasts? What are they?
History podcast called The Rest is History. Mm. And then Andy Roddick, who was my favorite tennis player growing up, started a tennis podcast about 2 years ago. I could listen to him talk about anything. I'm so fascinated with Andy Roddick. He's unbelievable. It's called Served. And I listen to it every single week. Those are the only two podcasts I have downloaded on my phone.
Tennis and history.
Yeah. Hmm. That's it.
You're so lame.
I'm just looking it up. I want to see that Andy Roddick hasn't done this podcast in 4 years.
No, I'm telling you, it's groundbreaking in the tennis world because there wasn't really like a tennis podcast that was bringing on top-ranked tennis players. He's brought on Rafa Nadal. He's brought on Roger Federer. But he breaks down the game from a pro's perspective, unlike anything we've ever seen.
Huh.
Instead of having McEnroe yell into a microphone.
I love McEnroe.
Nonsenses.
How dare you?
During
How dare Slam. You blaspheme against John McEnroe?
Doesn't know what's happening half the time anymore.
They made Unsolved Mysteries as a podcast. I listen.
Why would you want to listen to something that doesn't have a resolution?
I watched
the end?
Unsolved Mysteries last night, and me and Asia were in the bed together, and I told her, I was like, Solana and Hawk and them boys make fun of me for Unsolved Mysteries, but I love it.
Yeah, you're watching shows that have no resolution.
You see the people around them, and they're doing their investigation.
There's no resolution.
Police doing their investigation, and you have to come to your agreement.
But it doesn't matter what you come to.
Sometimes they'll have the person that is a victim, a suspect, and all that with the person that people think did it, and they're both saying each other's guilty.
Interesting.
What?
Not that interesting.
Last night, an old dude that lost on his boat disappeared.
I bet you don't know how it ended because no one knows.
At the end, they found out he was in money trouble, and then him and his wife was acting all happy. Then they found out the wife and them She was running around on him, so they don't know.
That's what I just said. They don't know. No one knows. You watch the show,
but
no one knows.
I think I know what happened.
No, but it doesn't matter. You don't know what happened.
I think he hit it on the wife because he took all the money out. He hit it and went overseas somewhere because she has to stay here now, and she's trying to find him because he took all the money and left. But they say maybe he got killed and somebody stole the money. I know what happened.
You don't know what happened. Maybe he just had a boat accident.
No, because the anchor was gone.
Yeah. Well, that would be an accident. That would be a terrible accident. Look at that. My anchor's gone.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm sending you the link.
I'm good.
Omar Kelly tweeted, just to wrap up headlines here, Omar Kelly tweeted earlier this morning, just learned that the NFL is called American football outside of America. The world knows the real football, or football. I asked this, honest to God, is that something people don't know?
I saw that tweet from Omar, and I said, you got to be bleeping kidding me. Right. Like I saw that, and I was like, Omar, you're joking. Of course they call it American football. We're the only country that plays this style of football. I guess Canada does as well. But, yeah, I was very shocked by that tweet.
It's still North America. Canada. It's not called United States football. It's called American football, and Canada's in America. I'm with y'all. I think Omar's trolling to get attention.
Canada's in America.
The North America.
I got you.
See what I'm saying? We're in the United States of America right now.
What question are you answering?
Because I'm you.
What?
American football.
Are you having a different conversation with someone else that we don't hear in our headphones?
American football.
Right, anything else, Solana? Because I want to make time for
Canada
Rob
Pizzola. Canada is in America. Isn't it? It's in North America.
Fascinating.
Oh, I don't mess with y'all.
Those are your sports headlines.
Your friends.
Your weather.
I'm taking my candy and going home. Give me my almonds back.
Your weather.
He started talking, and I was like, am I having a stroke, or is he just making no sense?
I just don't know what he was saying.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Yeah,
helmet
crazy.
Football is played in the United States of America and Canada.
That is right. There is no debate.
American football.
All right. I'm sorry I brought this back up.
That's called North America.
We're so close to being past it.
The other six continents is called American football. Because that's soccer. It's football.
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 Your weather is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. Looks like the gusts have gone down a little bit, but right now it's in the low 70s. Tonight it'll be in the low 60s, especially here in Sunrise. That is your weather.
All right, Rob Pizzola, hopefully some winners for us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Rob Pizzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada, which did not hoist a World Series trophy. He's also the founder of the Hammer Betting Network, and you can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show, on YouTube and all other major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. Make sure you follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
So we have not spoken to you since Toronto was unceremoniously defeated at the hands of the Dodgers in what had to have been a heartbreaking Game 7. You were there. I cannot even imagine how much you spent on tickets. But what was it like sitting there? You're 2 outs away. And Rob, by the way, if you saw on social media, I mean, great seats. Like, he is in the heart of it. He is eating it up. And I was rooting for Toronto. My wife works for a Toronto company. Like, we had a real rooting interest. And, man, you got the rug pulled out from under you. What was that like?
Yeah, it was pretty devastating. I'm just, like, reliving it now, Mark. I tried to forget about it.
You're welcome.
For the last little while, and you're just bringing back the bad memories. I was right behind the Dodgers dugout as well, so a lot of the celebration happened in front of me, and a lot of the Dodgers fans that were there ended up coming down to my section as I just sat there for like an hour, devastated after the game. It's tough. I mean, the Dodgers are like they're the Goliath, right, of Major League Baseball. You just expect them to win. And going into the series, I didn't know that the Jays would even really have a chance, but they push it to the limit, give up the home run in the 9th to tie the game. Just, you know, pretty excruciating. To
Marlins legend Miguel Rojas, right?
Mickey Rowe.
Yeah.
You know, one thing you got to do is throw sliders over the middle of the plate to Miguel Rojas instead of your 99-mile-an-hour fastball, you know, because Miguel Rojas is that type
of guy. He'll kill you every time if you give him the opportunity. Yeah,
of course. But it was devastating. But yeah, I'll look back. Honestly, I will. I know like a decade from now, you look back on it, you'd be like, I can't believe I was at that game. Incredible series. You know, it just sucks. That's sports. Like, you know,
that is sports. That, I mean, you get the gamut of emotions within minutes. I mean, that place was electric. Yep. And you're 2 outs away. And Miguel Rojas, like, you're like, okay, if we can knock down Shohei, like, you're not even worried about Miguel Rojas. And, oh, my God, I can't imagine what that must have felt like in that stadium.
You like, the life literally got sucked out of the stadium in that moment. And after that, it was very tense. I think up until that point, the Jays were leading the entire game. Crowd was into it really good. As soon as that happened, then like the tension really hit in that moment. So, yeah, it's a tough one. Hopefully not, you know, there's chances in the future. But, you know, 30 MLB teams, there's only going to be one winner every year. Every team is going to end in, 29 or 30 are going to end in poor fashion. And that might happen. You might know in May. It might happen in October. But it happened in definitely the most excruciating way, for sure. Yeah.
And Rob, in that instance, because I know you know you're an analytic guy, you know, you don't put fandom, you know, like Hawk does. He just loves Bouzelis, so he bets Bouzelis every night. In that circumstance,
except last night when he actually went over, I went with Vucevic, who ended with 4 points. But go ahead.
Well, you're a Blue Jays fan. You're at the game. You're in Toronto. Do you separate, you know, house and state? Can you separate that when you're actually watching the game and you're in the city it's being played in?
In that moment, no. So there's some points that just get too big for you to for money to even matter at that point. Like I didn't gain anything from the Dodgers winning, but let's just say I had a Dodgers World Series ticket or something like that. There's no way, even if it was life-changing money, I would cheer for the Dodgers in that instance. You just get to a certain point. Like, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'll bet against Dallas in the regular season, no problem. If it gets to playoffs, I might bet against them. But when it comes to what I'm rooting for in the game, I forget about money, and the fandom seems to come first. So, there was a couple games this playoffs where I had bets against Toronto, which sucked. But, like, you know, I don't even think about it in real time. It's just I'm just watching the game and cheering for my team.
Man, that was a heartbreaker. It really was. Let's talk to you about the Panthers. We're out here at the Amerant Bank Arena, and Solana not usually with us out here, and he's experiencing the cold. He always makes fun of us. It is getting chilly in here right now. My hands are freezing. Panthers tonight are hosting the Capitals. I don't know if you've been watching the Panthers at all. You have a better hockey mind than us. Anything to worry about if you have been watching them? I mean, they're really injured, and they've played a ton more hockey than just about any other squad. Like, they'll be fine if they're healthy, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think both of these teams tonight have underachieved quite a bit. If the playoffs started today, neither the Panthers or the Capitals would be in the playoffs. And it's unfortunate that they're playing each other tonight. I want to find ways to buy these teams going forwards. I looked hard, Mark, to try to find you something for this game tonight, but there's really nothing I like from Florida and Washington. The only thing I'll say is there is going to come a point where Florida is going to turn this around. I mean, you just look at their peripheral metrics. Even with injuries, they're still driving play in a lot of their games. They're outchancing the opposing teams. In hockey, there's a lot of randomness. There's a lot of variance. In short spans, you might just get some bad results. I think it's way too early to worry about the Panthers. I think that they're still a very good team in the East. And they will be, and they're probably going to be a good bet for approximately the next month or so as well, because I think that the market is a little bit down on them, and they're better than people are giving them credit for.
What about a future or something for them?
I like both of the Florida teams, in all honesty. I think the Panthers and Lightning have both gotten off to rough starts this year. You know, again, these teams have played lots of hockey over the past few years. Tampa was the Florida, before Florida, basically. And eventually that catches up to you especially when you have aging rosters. But both these teams are still very much built for the playoffs. Like if they get in, nobody wants to face either of those teams. So I don't mind that angle. I don't play a ton of futures because I don't like to tie up my money for, 5 or 6 months, basically. But if you're someone that likes to play futures, I think that's totally fine.
I don't normally play futures, but I do have a future. Zion Williamson, MVP, and Aronde Gadsden, the second offensive rookie of the year.
Hmm. Well, is there a cash out button on those futures?
Yeah, would you like to buy either of those?
I mean,
I'll let you buy into them if you want.
I'll offer you whatever the cash out is on both of those.
Well, there's no cash out offer, unfortunately. On Zion, they want me to pay them an additional 10% to just take it off my screen.
Wasted data.
Isn't that the worst when you have something pending in your sportsbook account and it's such a terrible bet and you log in and you just see it over and over and over? Like you almost just wish they would just void, like cancel it now.
I had
the loss now.
Last season, you remember I bet Tyler Hero series
finals
MVP, first round of the playoffs. I bet Tyler Hero finals MVP. I go, I'll take a flyer on this. Well, they don't, you know, mark. They don't grade that till the actual finals are over, even though Tyler Hero's out in the first round. So every time I'm logging in to bet on something, I'm looking at the dumbest bet that's ever been made by man. I can't get it off the damn screen. Anyway.
It's tough. I've been there before. There's nothing worse than logging into your account and you're checking your pending wagers and it's always right at the top. The worst possible future. You're like, what was I thinking adding this team?
Yeah, that was me. How about Jets and Patriots tonight? I'll get to Dolphins Commanders in a second. Jets, Patriots tonight. You have the Patriots, big favorites.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against that. I mean, the Jets don't have a passing game, right? I mean, if you look at Justin Fields, he's had four of the worst games I've seen from a quarterback ever, and he's had them all in 1 year. I mean, you look at last week against the Cleveland Browns. I mean, two special teams touchdowns in order to win that game. They had a 42-yard screen to Breece Hall. Outside of that, there was like 30 yards passing the rest of the game. They can't move it through the air, and the Patriots are the complete opposite. They throw the ball on everyone. They have a really high pass rate over expected. That coaching staff, Vrabel, McDaniel, they've done a great job of realizing they have a great quarterback, so why not let him drop back and air it out? And that's been working out a lot for them. So I don't give the Jets much of a chance of competing in tonight's game. With that said, the spread's gotten pretty out of hand. I think there's some ways you can look at being creative. So one of them at Hard Rock for you guys, I would definitely take a look at betting Drake May under on rushing yards in this game. It's 26.5 at plus 115. And the whole theory there is, why is Drake May running in a blowout game, right? This is a Thursday night football. They are on track to be the number one seed in the AFC East. It's avoid getting hurt at all costs. So unless this is a competitive game, I don't see Drake May running the ball a whole lot. So I like his under on rush yards. And then you have to wait to see for this other one to see what the inactives look like. So you'll know about 90 minutes before kickoff. But again, in a blowout type of situation, you might see New England start to go to a lot of backups. Terrell Jennings, it was their backup running back last week. He did get dinged up a little bit in that game, so he may not play. But if he does, betting Terrell Jennings' last touchdown of the game, Hard Rock is 13-1 right now as well on that. I think that's a solid play. So I'm looking at ways to get creative around how I can still bet the Patriots to win by blowout, but not bet them at the number that's moved.
12.5 is too much for you? You think 12.5 is just too much?
I think so. I mean, if I had to at that number, I'm still betting the Patriots. Like, it would take to get to 14 before I would consider the Jets. But I think there's still other markets that haven't moved yet where you're better off betting those.
Gotcha. And then we've talked about it ad nauseum this week. Dolphins and Commanders, because the Dolphins are coming off a very surprising win over Buffalo. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. The Commanders are depleted. What say you?
All right. I can't believe I wasn't on with you guys last week because I loved the Dolphins last
week.
I'm not joking. There's a lot of your listeners who actually watch my stuff on Forward Progress as well. They tell me they came over from Hawk and Crowder. Appreciate everyone who does that. They will stand by what I'm about to tell you. I talked about this last week. I woke up on Wednesday morning last. I had the most vivid dream. I know this sounds made up. It's 100. I had this really, really vivid dream from the night before where I was sailing. I've never been sailing in my life before. Okay, so I'm on the sailboat. I'm sailing. The weather's beautiful. And all of a sudden, all these dolphins start hopping out of the water.
Stop it.
And so I'm serious. That happened. And then the first injury report came in for the Bills last week. And I'm like, this was a sign. I'm like, everyone's hurt on the Bills. Like the Dolphins. And I bet a lot on the Dolphins. Now, granted, I like the Dolphins already. Like my
it wasn't
model.
Just because of the dream.
But that was what I needed to push me over the top. And I wish I could have been here to share that with you guys in real time because they beat the Bills 30-13. That's nuts. The only problem for this week, Miami's way better than Washington. The current iteration of the Commanders' defense is really, really bad. They lost another corner last week, Trey Amos, a second-round pick that's been good for them this year. Their secondary's in shambles. Their D-line's in shambles. I'm not super concerned that Dan Quinn is taking over the play calling duties on defense because they don't have any horses on defense to be able to compete. The problem is that Miami just won essentially their Super Bowl last week, and now they're going to Madrid. where who knows what the motivation level is like for those that team, right? And had they not been coming off of that spot, I'd probably bet them. But historically, you guys know how betting works. You kind of want to sell high on a team, buy low. Commanders are quite low. The Dolphins are not going to get any higher, I don't think, than the upset victory over the Bills. So for that reason, I didn't bet the game. But Miami has a lot of matchup advantages. This is another game where I would look at Devon Achane over on receiving yards. Looks like he's at 39.5 at Hard Rock right now. I mean, Washington's defense cannot defend running backs out of the backfield. They miss tons of tackles. They've given up 10.7 yards per catch to opposing running backs. And on top of that, because the secondary is so beat up right now for them, they're playing a lot of too high coverages. They're giving up everything underneath because they just don't want to get beat over the top. So I think this is a big Devon Achane game overseas. That, I think, is the best look for Dolphins and Commanders this week, is just finding ways to play Devon Achane over in the receiving game.
I wish I would have talked to you last week before the game, because I bet Buffalo minus 14. I was like, this is blowout city. I'm going to buy this up. I did have, though, Achane rushing over, Achane all-purpose yards, and Achane 25 yards rushing in the first half and the second half. So he was like my money on yeah. Sunday.
No vivid dreams for me this week. Although Monday, this is not an exaggeration either, but now I'm really stretching things. Woke up on Monday morning, I have very vivid dreams. I've always had this. Had a dream where I stubbed my toe on a side table. And then we got like the worst Monday night football game, Packers Eagles. It's like, I'm like, maybe I'm stubbing my toe was some sort of way of, so now I'm every time I dream, I'm gonna have to think of what,
of
context,
what the ramifications are, yeah, for the game that night,
because I couldn't decipher that one that day. I'm like, I don't know what this means, stubbing my toe. Then I watch Monday, I'm like, oh, I think I got it. I think both these offenses have stubbed some toes this week.
It was like watching a stubbed toe. Game. Rob Pizzola, professional sports bettor from Canada and the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. Catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you, Rob.
All right, thanks. Good luck, guys.
There you go, Rob Pizzola. We're going to take a break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.